This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio on a Tuesday. Hope your day's going good. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Good morning, JP. How you doing?
I cannot escape Hawk Tour. She's following me everywhere.
She is everywhere, actually.
Everywhere. I just launched Twitter the first day. It was like, boom, there she is again.
I had a friend on Facebook today mark himself safe from Hawk Tua.
You don't need to save me from that.
He's like, mark me safe today from Hawk Tua.
I'll sign up all day for that one.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, it's...
I really hope that it lasts until at least the first time the Bills play the Dolphins, because Tua, it'll be Hawk Tua. I cannot wait to see the signs, the Hawk Tua signs. Let's make it happen, Bills.
You know,
Mafia.
It's weird, even though it's probably a week old now, and it's growing by leaps and bounds each day. I feel like there are so many people who don't know what we're talking about right now, because it's in the midst of exploding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, those people are living under a rock. All you got to do is launch any social media platform, and it's in front of your face. And this is coming from me.
Yes, exactly. Living under a rock. Don't you have a sash? Aren't you Mr. Living on a Rock 2024?
Right. And that's coming from me. This chick is everywhere. As soon as I launched Twitter, boom, first thing I saw. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
We love her.
Her face is everywhere.
And there's merch already.
Oh, there better be.
Really?
Yep. Hats and t-shirts and things.
Now, here's my question with that. Like, what happens? Okay, it's awesome. I love her. Not doing any kind of shame. But what happens? It's 2024. Let's see what happens in 2030 when I find a Hawk Tua t-shirt and a Goodwill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are going to not
I'll tell
have
you exactly
that.
What's going to happen. You're going to wear it and people are like, oh, remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was great. Those are good times. She brought the world together.
She did, though.
She got all of America in one page.
Ain't no doubt.
Speaking of Hawk Tua, I think my father might have friend a girl.
Your dad's getting Hawk Tua'd?
I don't know what the story is, man. So there's this woman. Yeah.
That's not what I expected he to keeps hear from your dad.
Me,
that's funny.
He keeps telling me there's nothing sexual. They're just friends. I'm like, yeah, but you don't bring anything to the table. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so let me explain, Lucy. So, when he lived in that assisted living joint, he befriended the woman who was one of the housekeepers. The woman that came and cleaned his room every other week.
I think you mentioned her once, yeah.
When he moved, he hired her to clean his apartment every other week.
Oh, so she knows if he's a slob or not.
So, at first... He's not a slob. First thing... You know, first few weeks, every other week, she'd be there, all good. The other day, I come home, I go to see him. His car's not in the parking lot. I'm like, who is it? And my father, like, I pull up next to him. I'm like, where are you going? Oh. He's like, no, I'm coming back. And she's in the car.
Oh.
And I go, where are you going? He's like, oh, we're coming back. I wanted to show her Pat's. There's a market, Pat's, that's like right by Roger's house. And... I'm like, and she's like, yeah, I didn't really like it all that much. Then I go there the other day. She's there. They're going to grab dinner. And I'm like, dad. He goes, John, there's nothing. It's nothing set with just, she's just my friend. She's just my friend. I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
How old is she? Would you guess? His age?
I want to know.
Really?
No. Younger or older?
Younger.
Like 10 years or?
No. I want to say, I mean, I don't think she's older. She's like a hard weathered 60.
Well, that's not.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, not, this is not, you know, Christie Brinkley 70. This is like a hard.
Well, nobody's Christie Brinkley 70.
You know, but what I'm trying to say is, like, she could be older, but I feel like she's younger and weathered.
Ah, not older and less beat up, younger and more beat up.
Correct.
Oh.
That's my gut is. So yesterday, I had to drop my daughter's car off at a body shop because she hit a gate. And my father let us borrow the car for yesterday. So yesterday, Isabella
this
and I
car.
Go to my... Yeah.
Oh.
Yesterday, Isabella and I go to the house. And... We drop his car off. I go, we got to go in and say hello. Go in. Door's locked. Oh. I go, why is this door's never locked?
His front door?
Front door.
Really?
Front door's locked.
He leaves it open
his
all
door
the time?
Is no, at night he'll lock it. But during the day, it's open all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's scary, though.
This is the first time, other than coming home from being out with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I had to unlock the door.
Oh.
Like, I go to open it, it's not open.
Oh,
I'm going to unlock it.
Right.
And I hear my father, he's like, there's no one here. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I open up, she's there. Now, they're both.
Oh, they were doing it.
They're in the kitchen.
They were doing it in the kitchen.
They were in the kitchen. No, because he was.
Good God.
I don't think he's. No.
Was it a stripe situation where he was taking that little beater, egg beater thingy and like chasing her around the.
Giving her a spatula treatment?
Giving her the Aunt Jemima treatment?
Yeah.
No. No.
No. You gotta give him that hook.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
oh,
so I don't. Here's the thing. The thing is, though, like, I don't. I gotta be honest with it. Cause he's like, John, this thing hasn't worked in how many years? Now you think I gotta go? I don't want no girlfriends. I'm like, okay. I'm like, just be careful. He's like, what I gotta be careful for? I go, cause it doesn't make any sense.
Stop. Maybe he's fun and nice and cool to her and he likes the attention and appreciates the affection.
Right.
But she can have that attention and be nice to him twice a month. Like, why is she there these other times?
Right.
Because she likes
them.
Like,
they have a regular schedule.
Right.
Thing.
They'll go shout to you. Like, they go to dinner every once in a while.
Yeah.
They'll go to, and I'm assuming, knowing my father, this chick hasn't reached into her pocket for anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she,
so I'm not saying that's the case. I just keep telling him, I'm like, that. Just be careful. Just.
But isn't that insulting to your father? Like, you can't be cool enough
care.
For her to.
I don't care. He's going to be 86 in a couple of months. I mean, he's bringing nothing to the table.
Whoa. Yes, he is.
What? No, he's not.
He might be funny. He's bringing
it to my table. He's my father. But as far as like off,
he could be charming. He could be like silly, funny. Maybe he's got a game you don't even know about. Maybe maybe he's got the Riz. Maybe he's a Rizzly bear.
Well, I told you that. I think he is a Rizzly bear because when we went food shopping that time. He
I'm
was
saying.
Talking to everybody. Like, I didn't even know the guy that I was food shopping with.
Plus, he pays for dinner, so maybe he's nice to hang out with, and he pays for dinners, and she doesn't mind that at all.
So my dad's going to be somebody's sugar daddy? Is that what you're telling me?
No, not
that's
sugar
not,
daddy.
Not crazy,
that's
but
exactly what I'm worried about.
Not sugar daddy, but he's getting out the same that the other person's getting out. In other words, the other person's having fun and getting free meals. He's appreciating that companionship where he can be funny and someone looks at him a certain way. Like that's it can be.
I don't know
reciprocated.
If she's. I mean, I don't think she's looking at him in a certain way. I know she's definitely not comfortable with the way her and I speak to each other.
Well,
the way
I'm
him
not
and I speak to each other.
Like
she's just like, I don't know what to do here.
Nobody is. Just so you know, nobody's comfortable. Like, I don't know how you guys.
People who understand. People who
it's like word violence.
Get it?
It's just word of violence on each other. It's so funny.
Yelling and insults and.
Well, right. It's all capital letters, exclamation points.
It is.
And it's just verbal exclamation points, verbal underlining, all of it.
So now, how would you, and this was confusing because yesterday I thought you should have been proud of the girl, the Hawktua girl, if it was your daughter. Are you proud of him if he's tapping some ass and he's your dad?
I don't think it works, but I mean, yeah, not that I'd be proud of him. I mean, I'd be happy for him.
Would you be happy?
But There's a dark side. It just feels...
You're worried
she's after like his money or whatever he has.
There's not a lot of money, but there's not a little money.
Right.
There's enough there to ruin his life if it was gone.
But can we acknowledge...
And ruin a lot of lives if it was gone, because then all of a sudden...
That's on you.
Right.
But also, you know, you are the person who goes to the edge. So this could be a completely innocent, good, no negative at all, but you're seeing it that way because that's where your head goes.
I mean, that could very well be it. And it's just, I feel like I'm just getting like ready for, it just, I just, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
It does. It just, you know, when
she might just be lonely too. And there's no end game. It just might be, she kind of likes hanging out with him. So she's hung out with him like three times besides cleaning his place.
No, dude, it's not three times.
Really? It's more than that even?
Yeah.
All I know is the door's locked.
Right.
That's actually Monica, bingo.
Right.
That's it. That's where it all focuses in on. It might seem small, but to me, something was happening where one of them thought enough to themselves, we're going to need to lock the door just in case.
And
when you were jiggling the handle and open it up, he said, nobody's here. That's a panic reaction.
No, he was joking. You know, he can see it.
He was joking.
That was a calm, joking
reaction, like, oh, nobody's here.
Definitely something my father would do.
I'm a big fan of a Herkel Durkel.
Right.
Yeah, but they were just hanging in the kitchen, clothes are all on, everything's good.
Listen, he can't move faster than the amount of time it took for me to unlock the door and walk in.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if he was in the bedroom...
Yeah, but they were just cooking food.
They weren't even cooking food. They were just sitting talking. And then she was like, you want some pie? She's like,
was she talking to you or him?
I guess green pie, right?
She brought him apple pie.
Sweet cherry pie.
Put it in.
She brought him apple pie.
She didn't know you were in the doorway. She said, you want some pie?
What if she's just literally, and they're just chatting, and they're doing, and she's just doing it topless, like the whole time. And so she just had, all she had to do was put her shirt on. Like she was just, they were chatting. He was enjoying it. He knows maybe his thing might not work, but at least he likes to look at them. And she doesn't mind. And they're just having their own good time. Like, leave your dad alone. He's living his best life.
I'm not.
That'd be great.
Bothering him about it, I just want him to keep his eyes open.
Yeah.
That's all.
On the boobs.
You don't want the worst case to happen where somehow he becomes really enamored with her and all of a sudden he's spending all his money on her or spending money and paying her bills. And then the next step, all of a sudden he's paying her car payment.
Right.
You know, all these things that he shouldn't do because he needs his money for the rest of his life.
My sister's coming Friday. She'll sniff this thing out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you talk about your dad and yourself, for that matter.
Yeah.
He's very street smart. Like, he was, Monica.
He's 86.
So does that...
He's 86,
out of you as you get older?
He's
like,
86, and he's lonely. He definitely doesn't have all the marbles he used to have. I mean, I'm not talking about... dementia or anything like that, but he's not as sharp. At one point in his life, could have built you a house without blueprints.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
He was that
guy.
He's not that guy anymore.
He's not that guy anymore. He's not.
Also, the most sharp guys lose their minds over a woman and do silly things, no matter what age
they are.
That's
the truth.
That happens. Women too with guys. I mean,
that's
it's just
the truth.
You know, when the feeling hits you.
That's the punani power right there.
Man.
That is.
Do I have that power?
What? You do. You just refuse to harness it.
How?
Of course you do.
I don't want to be a whore, but I would like to use it to some advantage if I can.
Use it.
I mean, if it's just sitting there doing nothing for me at all, let's work it.
Try bringing a guy a pie and see what happens. Maybe all of a sudden he'll pay your utilities.
See, but Monica, and the fact that you don't want anything from anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't like stuff. It's not about money with you.
No.
So it's like, you're wasting it.
I am.
You should just give your vagina to somebody else. Let them use it.
Slightly used vagina for sale.
Right.
It's in good shape.
Dents.
It's like new.
Never had any
kids. It's over in the scratch and dent section.
New without tags.
Right. Exactly.
George is on line one.
A box with no box. Thank you.
Hello, George. What do you want to input to this situation?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Roger, JP, Monica, Rich White. How y'all doing?
What's up? Get off my phone.
JP, you have every right to be concerned. You don't want to damper his little party, his friendship. But you got every right to be concerned because I've seen it, and I've seen it. And before you know it, that woman, Oh, yeah. And that, before you know it, that woman's got the his account number. By the way, and the word you were looking for earlier was rode hard and put up wet. That's how it was. Oh, yeah.
Rode hard.
As far as the conditions she's in.
Yeah. And by the way, Roger, did you ever tell Monica that you had dinner last weekend at Rich White's house?
Oh.
At Rich White's house? Dollar? What do you mean?
Yeah, when you went to dinner with all the 12 people in the upper tax bracket.
Oh, the group, they're not upper tax bracket. It's just a whole bunch of friends. Yeah. And when you split it up, it's actually not bad to have a chef cook you food in your own kitchen.
Oh.
Well, JP wasn't invited, was he?
No,
it wasn't my party to invite people to.
Even if it was, I wouldn't have been invited.
Anyway, Monica, he was at Rich White's party at his house in the Hamptons.
Yeah, that's on brand.
They had a chef.
No.
It's on brand. You fit right in, Roger, right? Fit right in.
George is destroying the story.
Just I am.
There
was a girl.
JP, you can tell him. Go ahead.
There was a girl serving hors d'oeuvres.
It was Roger's bunch of friends for his birthday got together in a town that's about a half hour away from where Raj lives.
Right.
And apparently they just brought a chef in to have dinner for the one night. And then,
we all split it for a couple.
Like always happens, we broke his balls about being rich and white. And,
where was I for this whole conversation?
The other show.
Nowhere, because you're poor.
Oh.
Right. And brown. And thankfully miles and miles and miles away. So far away.
Although if they needed a second person to bring a tray around. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
They could cook or clean up after.
Well, I'm saying the girl, she was the sweetest girl in the world. Mm-hmm. But
poor. This was, is what you're saying.
I mean, maybe.
The hell?
And it was such a rich white thing that we played cornhole and drank Modelos. So, you know, it wasn't that crazy, fancy, whatever.
Now, what was it like when you had to make your own food afterwards and when you had to, like, you didn't have someone, you know,
who had to
serving
do that?
You? Yeah. How do you go back to the regular life after that? That's what I'm
crazy about. Talk. It's like going from first class back to coach.
Yeah,
can't do it. Can't do it now.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's actually great. And they clean up everything. And it's like, cool. The chef is really good. His wife is his, like, assistant. And this girl is hired in, and she serves all the plates. And it was really nice.
Was Rich White there? I would just assume he's there.
There were 13 Rich Whites.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of Rich
Whites.
The
whole conversation was just, ow, you all. It's endless.
I walk in, show up, and it's like the record scratch. Everybody turns and looks.
No,
I'm sorry.
Who is she?
I gotta go, yeah.
How did she get in here?
As a matter of fact, Roger hurt his knee. He tripped over a brick of hundreds on his way to the cornhole tour field.
That's right. Didn't you just win $900 in poker or whatever?
I did, night before.
Yeah.
That's right. So I just carry that around to feel rich.
Mm-hmm.
We did kick ass in cornhole, though.
Oh, here we go again.
We did. It was amazing.
Dude, it's cornhole.
I've won a cornhole
You're
tournament.
You're no more of an athlete than somebody throwing a dart.
I didn't say we were athletes. I'm just saying we were skilled with the bags. We were throwing the bean bags like it was bag brawl. It was crazy.
God.
Yep. And we beat the guys who own the cornhole stuff and who have cornhole at their house. Me and Chris don't have any, and we got in there.
It's beginner's luck. I've won a cornhole tournament before, and I feel like the drunker I am, the better I am at cornhole and darts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's something to be said for that. Darts, pool, bowling, and
pool
cornhole.
Too. Yeah,
yeah. You get a little better on like a couple of drinks, but on about four or five drinks, then you get worse. So we were only a couple drinks, so it was pretty good. Yeah, not bad at all. All right, so there it is. There's the Rich White outing. That's what you missed, Monica. Sorry.
I feel like I would be uncomfortable there, so I hope you had fun. But
why?
Of course you would.
You would have been fine.
I don't know.
You're brown and poor.
I don't. That doesn't fit. That's the opposite of what was there. That's why.
That's what you are.
I know. Absolutely. I'm
That's
okay.
why she's saying she doesn't belong there.
That's right.
I know.
Ding, ding, ding. Breaking news now.
Rich White, what if we hung out and you fell in love with me and you just gave me all your money because you were so in love with me? How about that? You
will never know because it will never happen.
You just don't know. You don't know.
Oh, I know. I know what I am. I know what you are.
Could you hang out with Brown?
We will never be.
Okay. Well, none of us can really hang out with you, frankly. Let's be honest.
Just you, Roger.
Yeah,
on the weekend.
Sure. I'll bring over my dragon. We'll hang out.
Your dragon and my dragon don't get along. Remember, please keep yours at home.
All right, we're Roger and JP, and we'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently.
To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.